There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. So today we're going to talk about another hot topic, virtual assistants, right? That's been a hot topic lately, also known as remote team members. And really, it's actually a way that we've been able to grow and scale all of our businesses is with the use of virtual assistants. We have over 30 virtual assistants that are in Mexico, and they're pretty much in every single department of ours. And so they are really part of our team and helped us grow.
Correct. So for those of you that don't know, Joni and I run a company called True Work Logistics, and it's a company that helps staff virtual assistants for businesses in the U.S. And it's just been something we went into I can't remember which podcast it was, but we did do a couple episodes
early on, yes,
it where was, you interviewed a remote team member of ours that's been with us almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. But it's such a crucial topic, and we thought we need to talk about it again.
Right.
And we need to highlight it again.
Well, I think because it's so difficult right now, the hiring process, right? It seems like you can't find any decent help. And we've been able to source our clients with amazing virtual assistants.
Correct.
And they're eager and hungry to work, and they'll go above and beyond for you. So I think it's something that needs to be shared.
Correct. And it's something with the pandemic just put us a huge spotlight on working from home and remote work.
Mm-hmm.
That it is possible, it is doable. You can trust somebody working in, and so what does it matter if they aren't in your city working from home, but they're in Mexico working from home? The same concept,
right,
still applies. The same work still gets out, put out, and so, but it's done at a fractional of the cost, and so that's why it's so key. And we run low margin businesses. We run franchises in our different businesses ourselves. Mm-hmm. That, our biggest expense is employees, and it's tough in this market still to find good people. Can get a job, almost anywhere. There's hiring signs everywhere. So to find talented people can be difficult. Time takes time, and we, have been growing. We've been scaling quickly.
Yes.
And so you need to put and find the right people.
Right.
And so doing with remote team members is a huge advantage that we've had.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what industry it's in, right? Because we're in property management, real estate. Obviously we have them in those fields, but also plumbing, AC, medical field, and, college hunts. We're helping a bunch of franchises and other service industry people out there.
Correct. Yeah. We the last time you recorded, on remote team members, as far as a podcast goes, we were mainly servicing the property management industry at that time. And since then, we've really morphed into helping other brands and other industries, like you said, like plumbing. So in our Mr. Rooter, we got CSAs and dispatchers.
Right.
That we all the way down to, so all the service industry, roofers, insurance adjusters,
even in the medical field now.
Now we're in the medical field with a company that does
Botox
remotely. We're not going to say how we interacted with them, but somebody that visits our office, every 6 months, they are now using remote team members. In their, as far as just following up, scheduling, all these administrative tasks that don't require maybe a high skill level. That doesn't require them to be in the office or be present. But and a lot of times it's work that you're doing that you shouldn't be.
Right.
Right?
Well, the thing too is, like, as business owners, we find that we feel that we have to do everything. We have to be everything, right? Mm-hmm. And we can't provide that extra customer service when we're just putting out fires all day long, mm-hmm. it seems like. And so our remote team members, I mean, answering the phones, like getting reviews from clients, all these things that need to happen, but that don't happen because we're too busy. Mm-hmm. And so, they're huge for our business.
Correct. The something that we've, like you said, I know in a webinar that we're going to play here in a bit that you did to the service industry, mm-hmm. you did a webinar, you had a bunch of guests that are in the service industry, different companies from brands like Mr. Rooter to you had, what's the guys hauling junk franchise, all sorts of different types of industries and businesses you had in that webinar, but we're going to play it. But you went into why you need them. And sometimes it's just like, hey, you just need an executive assistant right now. You just need somebody to handle some of the minimum wage tasks that you're doing currently not the best use of your time. You know, if you're in sales or something like that, I mean, your best use is selling, not putting the contracts into your CRM or following up on your CRM or scheduling appointments or doing, you know, sending out emails for reviews. And a lot of that can be automated through technology, but some of the stuff, it can't be. Mm-hmm. And it needs somebody to execute on it, but right. It doesn't require a high skill level.
Yeah, well, like salespeople, right? Like salespeople, for whatever, they're terrible at paperwork. But my VAs, I mean, hey, you sell something, they send it out to the client, the paperwork out to the client, you know, get all the paperwork they need from the client, right? Because, and they're good at that kind of stuff, right? So our salespeople can be out selling.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to diminish virtual assistants, and I hope it didn't come out that way. They are very skilled, a lot of them, at what they do. Mm-hmm. We have some super talented people, college educated, very talented people, and you can get those people at a fraction of the cost. That's what's incredible. So we have some talented people on the back end handling our sales, at least maybe admin-wise or backup to. So say that you're on the phone, the main salesperson's on the phone, and that phone's ringing, you don't want it to go to voicemail. Right. We have somebody else, a VA, picking up that phone, answering, scheduling maybe for the main salesperson, mm-hmm. or just handling it all the way through. But we also, like in our management company, we have people running our renewals department, collections, all that. They're all remote. And, you know, they're great at what they do, just as good as people in the States. Yeah. And so don't overlook it. Don't overthink it. It's just like if you had somebody during the pandemic that had to work at home, it's no different than that. It's the same concept. You know, it's just, yes, they're in another state. I mean, another country. But, you know, it's the same concept, same, you know, and the beautiful part about technology is that it's like they're there. So, I mean, you can have, you know, almost all the phone systems are voice over IP. Yeah. So it's just them plugging into their computer, plugging in a headset, and now they're connected. So they can answer calls. They can, you know, be on your call tree. They can do outbound calls. And then if you have a certain service system, like we run our Mr. Rooter through ServiceTitan, they're plugged into ServiceTitan, mm-hmm. so they answer the calls as they come in. Right. They handle it all. They're in the booking pages and doing all that. And then also we use like communication tools like Teams or Slack that we can talk to the virtual assistants. We can just, it's no different than me walking down the hall. Half of the time I don't walk down the hall. I'll just team, even if they are down the hall, I'll still press the button just to call them on my computer and talk to somebody. But I'll talk to virtual assistants in Mexico and then I'll call next, you know, the person that's right next door to me, then call them and talk. So it's no different. And have a conversation about a certain business task or something. But we wanted to re-highlight this because I think it's so crucial in today's world. I think if you're trying to scale, you're trying to grow, if you're maxed out, you're stressed out, you know, you can't keep up with everything, this is a thing you need to consider.
Yeah, and it's been for the fraction of the cost.
Correct. And it's always scary to hire that next employee, to take that next risk. And this is eases that risk and eases that pain for you. And it's been a game changer. So Joni did an awesome job of recording a webinar this past week or a couple weeks ago and did a phenomenal job. And delivered, you know, I think huge value. And so that's what we wanted to play for you guys today. So in a minute, we're going to lead into that and have you guys watch that because I think there's a lot of value there.
Enjoy.
So we'll go ahead and get started here today. I'm super excited that you guys are here with us. So I want to introduce you to the concept of virtual assistants. I know for some of you that may be new. We actually like to call them remote team members because they are part of our team. So I'm going to show you how they can help you grow and scale your business with the use of virtual assistants. So by raise the hands, or you can put in the chat box in here, who in here is ready to grow and scale their business? Yeah. How about who in here would like to keep more profits in their pocket? Or better yet, how about take away some of those minimum wage activities that you're doing in your business each and every day, right? So real quick, I kind of wanted you guys to take out a sheet of paper and a pen if you wouldn't mind. And I wanted you to write down three things that you're currently doing in your business right now that you know that you shouldn't be doing that you would like to offload within the next 30 days. And if you're brave enough, I would love for somebody to put in the chat box what you've written down. So I'll give you about 30 seconds or so. Anybody? How about emails? Phone calls coming in. Well, I know you guys have a list of things. Renewals, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. So whatever you've written down here, how about if I show you how you can offload some of these tasks within the next 30 to 60 days? Okay, so I'm going to show you how you can do that. But just a little bit about myself. So for those of you that today's topic obviously is how highly trained virtual assistants can help you grow your company and keep more profits. And so just a little bit about myself. For those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Joni Wolfswinkle. I'm a business owner and entrepreneur just like yourself. I own three national franchises, two of which are property management franchises, one in Houston, Texas, and the other in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Between the two franchises, I manage just about 1,500 doors. And then I also have a Mr. Rooter Plumbing in Albuquerque, New Mexico as well, and a build-to-rent company here in Texas, and our virtual assistant company. So lots of moving parts with us. And I have about 50 team members that work with me, and about 30 of those are actually virtual assistants. So could you say that I'm passionate about the use of virtual assistants in my business? Absolutely. That's how we've been able to grow and scale our business and all multiple businesses is by the use of our virtual assistants. So you're probably wondering how I actually got here, right? So the truth is that I was not only trying to grow and scale my business, just the one business, but multiple businesses, right? And I was working 70 to 80 hours a week, just not having any free time. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. As the business owners, you feel like you have to do everything yourself, right? Sometimes we are the bottlenecks, and I truly was the bottleneck of my business until I realized that I was just holding my company back, right? And so until I figured that out and started offloading some of these tasks that I was doing, it was a game changer for my business. So I'm going to show you how you can not only have more free time for yourself, but also to keep more profits in your pocket as well, right? And so immediately what I kind of learned from hiring a virtual assistant is I could begin delegating tasks to free up our own time to focus on the bigger picture. So again, I was no longer working in the business, but I was working on the business. And that's truly what helped me to grow the company. And then virtual assistants also helped us get the most use out of our traditional on-premise employees. So, our leaders in the company were just putting out fires all day long, and they just couldn't get to the meat of what they needed to. And so now that we have virtual assistants, they are able to, you know, do things that they weren't able to do before. And then our customer service is key, guys. And I think a lot of companies just don't have time to do it, right? Because again, they are always just putting out fires. And so now with our remote team members are answering phone calls, they're actually getting reviews from our clients. You can look at our reviews. We have tons of reviews just because they're always asking for that. And guess what? Customers look at those reviews, right? So we are putting the customer service on the forefront of our business. And then of course we focus on growing our business, which I'm a salesperson. I know you guys all have salespeople as well. And salespeople just are not really good with paperwork. I hate to say it, but we're not. And so they are helping us on the back end, getting paperwork from clients. And, you know, that way our salespeople can do what they're good at, which is out in the field selling, right? And then we also could offer more services to increase our revenues. And of course, natural disasters, those come all the time and we have to be prepared for those, right? And our virtual assistants help with that as well. So we're going to talk about hiring a little bit now, because I know that for a lot of us, that is a pain point. Hiring is really difficult right now. We cannot find anybody if it saved our lives, or it's like finding a needle in a haystack right now. And it's just painful. And we want you to check this out. So hiring and employing a company with 0 to 500 people costs an average of $7,645. According to Glassdoor, the average company in the United States spends about $4,000 to hire a new employee, taking up to 52 days to fill a position. If you're replacing someone instead of filling a new position, stakes get even higher. Replacing someone can cost you up to 50 to 60% of their annual salary. Turnover can be quite costly, summing up a total of 90 to 200% of an employee's annual salary. And guys, this doesn't even include the overhead rate when you include office expense, supplies, insurance, workers' compensation. All of that adds up for just one employee. It's expensive. And now it just keeps increasing with inflation, right? And so what if I told you by hiring a virtual assistant, you can actually keep in your pocket an additional $60,000, right? What could you do with that additional $60,000? You can maybe put it into, you know, marketing and sales to grow your business, right? We'll talk a little bit more about employees as well. So I know a lot of us have employees, and you can tell me how many employees you have. And I bet you anything, you're paying your employees anywhere from $20 to $30 an hour. And this doesn't include the benefits and taxes, right? It's expensive. And we know that just keeps increasing. Just the other day, we're trying to hire a project manager, and we had an application, you know, that applied for it. And we sent him the assessment test, and he's like, I'm not taking that test. It's like, what do you mean I'm not taking that test, right? It's just difficult, but it's expensive. They want more money as well. So I'm sure you guys are paying $20 to $30 an hour. What if I told you that you could hire 2 to 5 virtual assistants for the price of what you're paying for one key employee? What do you think that could do to your business and impact your productivity? You can do a lot more with that, right? Maybe even take down multiple cities. That's truly how I was able to grow my property management companies, is because we had virtual assistants that were doing stuff for both franchises. So just keep that in mind, guys, that you can do a lot more, 2 to 5 virtual assistant for the price of what you pay for one employee. So how can a virtual assistant help you right now? You should say pretty much yes to all these. So who here has to deal with rising costs of goods and supplies? All of us, right? And that's just going to continue to get worse. Who here has to deal with wages increasing so much that it affects margins in your business? Absolutely. Again, that's going to continue to get worse. Who here wants a better way to get employees for a fraction of the cost? We all should be raising our hands to these questions, because I mean, it is an issue, and it's going to continue to be an issue. And we handle all the hiring for you, so you don't have to worry the headaches of hiring. We put the candidates right in front of you, rescreen them, and we find quality candidates for you guys. So you're probably wondering, like, what are the list of things that a virtual assistant can do? And here they are, guys. But the most important part I wanted you to get out of this is that list that you actually wrote down at the very beginning. Those are probably tasks that you need to offload right away, right? Some of you guys just need an executive assistant really to help you take the load off yourself. I know that for myself initially, I was going running 1,000 miles an hour, answering phone calls, answering emails, you know, sending paperwork out. And I'm telling you, once I got my executive assistant to do a lot of this stuff for me, I had more time to do stuff that I was never able to do before. So yes, eventually we will get here. We'll be able to get them to do a lot of the stuff that you're doing in your business. But a lot of you, what you need is an executive assistant just to take off that burden off of you, right? And one thing I'm going to tell you is that you're going to actually have an opportunity to have a one-on-one coaching session with me. So I'll go through your business, see what your pain points are, see what you're doing, and I will help guide you along so that way we can take some of those items off your plate. How does that sound? At the end, I'll kind of give you my Calendly so you can go ahead and schedule a one-on-one coaching session with me. But here it is, guys. You can take a picture of this if you like. These are items that you're probably doing in your business right now that you had no idea that could be offloaded, right? I want to ask you one big question here. So if a storm hit tomorrow, would you be prepared? Big question, right? If a big storm hit tomorrow, would you be prepared? And what I mean by that is, do you have your systems in place? Do you have your processes in place? Do you have your team in place to have the biggest and best year that you've ever had, right? If you don't, I mean, that's something that to prepare for. So if you remember the Texas freeze, we had that back in February. It was the biggest freeze. We weren't anticipating this at all. And if you know, I've managed rental properties here in Houston. We managed just about 1,000 doors. I had 350 busted pipes in the Houston area. And we were going like crazy. Our on-site premise employees could not get to the office. The roads were closed, you know, wasn't safe, all that good stuff. I mean, we didn't have power. We couldn't answer phones, all of that. Guess what, guys? My entire remote team actually led my company during this time. Yeah, tenants were calling in work orders. Yeah, we couldn't do anything at that time, but do you think it made them feel comfortable and we provided that extra customer service because somebody was answering the phone? Absolutely. What about our owners? Our owners were calling, wondering what the heck is going on, right? The news always makes it look worse than it really is. And so we were able to tell our owners, hey, look, we are getting to it. We will notify you, you know, once we are, our team is on the roads to check out your properties. And so again, just providing that extra level of service, it was huge. And then once we got out to the properties, our remote team members were coordinating the plumbers, making sure that they were on schedule, making sure that the tenants were notified, right? And then once this was all done, we could actually file insurance claims. Guess who filed the insurance claims? Our remote team members. Yes, they pretty much led the entire company. Well, we were stressed out. Everybody was wondering what was going on, right? And so they were a tremendous help through this. And a lot of the property management companies here in Houston had no clue what to do. They were just trying to, you know, do what they could to stay afloat. We had our best year in maintenance last year because of this. And the reason why is because we were prepared. We had our processes in place. We had our procedures in place and we had our team in place to handle all of this. So again, you guys, if you don't have this, if you don't have the preparation, now's the time. Don't wait for it to happen because success occurs when opportunity meets preparation, right? So you're probably wondering what the cost of a remote team member costs. So the startup fee is only $795. That's really the placement fee. So that will get us to find the remote team member. We will, you know, we usually get about 3 to 4 for you to interview. So you'll interview them just like you interview any other employee. You can ask them questions, all that good stuff. It'll be over a Zoom call. It's $795 to place them and then $10 an hour. So that's $400 a week, guy, for a full-time remote team member that can take a lot of this burden off of you. So I know some of you are rooter, you know, dispatching is an issue, right? We have a dispatcher at our rooter office that's a remote team member. So again, guys, it's $10 an hour for a full-time employee. It's a no-brainer, right? And so now I'm going to kind of open it up to the top 10 questions that I have. And then, of course, I'll open it up to you guys if you guys have some questions as well. So how quickly can I get my new virtual assistant? So it's pretty simple. Is if you say, hey, Joni, I want a virtual assistant, I'm ready to go, then we'll go ahead and pull the trigger. We'll have three, you know, ready to go for you to interview, and then you can choose from one of those ones. And we typically like to get three candidates that we feel are great for you. So you know offhand that they're great quality candidates, and then you just pick and choose them based on if they fit your company and culture, right? How do I know if my virtual assistant tasks are being completed? And this is a great question. So we're going to be right alongside you to make sure that, you know, we give you the tools that you need to, so your virtual assistant is successful. And so at the beginning of the day, they will actually send us a list of items that they plan to do for that day, right? And then at the end of the day, they're going to say, hey, Ms. Joni, I completed all these tasks. And so that way, you know that they are getting the work that you need done, right? And if there's something that needs to be priority, then we will go ahead and let them know, and you will let them know what needs to be priority. What is the most requested service for the use of virtual assistant? Again, guys, it depends on where you guys are at in your business. I know a lot of you, I've worked with you guys, Beth, I've worked with you. And so a lot of things that, you know, we start with are your pain points. Like, what are you guys doing in your business right now that we can immediately offload, right? And then from there, we will maybe put them in different departments. So again, once we have that coaching session, I'll be able to understand your business and where you're at, so we can go ahead and guide you the right way. Okay. Can my virtual assistant work part-time? Unfortunately, we only have full-time employees. And the reason why is because all of our virtual assistants are out of Mexico. It's a Mexico-based company. And so they work full-time, just like here. People want benefits. They want, you know, you want a good quality employee here, they're going to want benefits. So we actually pay their benefits for them. They get their medical benefits and their housing benefits, all paid with that $10 that you guys pay. So $400 is really not that much, guys, if you look at it. And you can help, they can help you create systems and processes for you if you feel like you don't have enough for them to do. But I guarantee you, I will show you how you can utilize them in the right way. How will having a virtual assistant affect my company and culture? It won't, guys. Again, we're hiring based on like how you would normally hire. So just because it's a remote person doesn't mean that we can't find a good quality candidate for you. So we will hire for your company and culture just like you would any other way, right? How long does it take to onboard? So, you know, as soon, say that you pull the trigger today on one of our remote team members, we're going to put them in our training program. And so they're going to get about a week to a week and a half of training. And so we want them to get a good foundation of what they're going to be doing, right? Whether if it's answering phone calls or if it's dispatching, whatever it is, we want to go ahead and get them prepared. That way, when they onboard to you, it's easy peasy and you guys don't have to spend a whole lot of time with them, and they can go ahead and start working for the most part right away. Of course, they're going to have to be trained on your systems and your processes because everybody has different processes, right? But we at least will have them have a good foundation so that way they can onboard to you pretty quickly, okay? Can one virtual assistant work in many different tasks for my company? Absolutely. And we find that that's actually pretty common at the very beginning, especially since you're new to the concept of remote team members. You might have them do maybe some emails. You might have them do, you know, some dispatching or coordinating repairs. You know, yes. Yeah, so it is possible that you will have them do different tasks. And what we'll do is we'll actually look for somebody a little bit more well-rounded, so that way they can do other things, right? And eventually, over time, you may say, hey, this person is great for dispatching, so we're going to go ahead and put them in dispatching, right? Or this person is great for renewals. We'll keep it in renewals and we'll find somebody else who can answer phone calls. How do I choose my virtual assistant? So I just explained that. So when you're ready, we'll choose three candidates that fit what you're looking for, and then you can actually interview them.
So I hope you enjoyed the webinar. I mean, I think it shed some light on what a virtual assistant can actually do. Yeah. And on the show notes, you're actually going to see our website, and you can, if you wanted to listen into some one of these webinars, I do them once a month, so gives you an idea. You know, we try to provide as much value as we can, so whatever topic it is, sometimes we do maintenance, sometimes we leasing, sometimes we just do generic, you know, business best practices type of thing. So reach out to us, and we'd love to provide you value.
Yeah, great job. That was you delivered on that, and I think it was a lot of value, a lot of information. So
yes.
Thank you. And we're excited because we got a huge announcement. So next week will be our 100th episode. So today we just did our 99th, and next week's going to be our 100th. We got
super excited, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so take a look at it. Some exciting stuff. I think you'll enjoy the 100th episode and hear about all the exciting things we have coming for the next chapter. So thank you, guys. Thank you for supporting the show. And we'll see you all next week.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.